Chapter 2. The Plan and the Steps. The Plan and the Steps. Step 1. Months 1 and 2. You must start to change your thinking and neutralize as many everyday vaping triggers as possible. See Go Nicotine Free, which discusses triggers. Step 2. Months 3 and 4. Continue to change your thinking and continue to neutralize as many everyday vaping triggers as possible. Failing to plan is planning to fail. The steps. You must create a daily routine to change your thinking and association towards vaping, which Chapter 3 helps you to do. You must reprogram your thinking to utterly despise vapes and nicotine drug addiction for what they are doing to you. You must absolutely hate vapes and the thought of being a nicotine drug addict before you will completely stop this insanity. I would expect this to take you a good 2 to 3 months before you start believing what you are saying. I always thought the nicotine addiction was the main battle in quitting, smoking or vaping, but I was completely wrong. It was the habit, at least for me. Neutralizing the time for a vape triggers is your real battle. Here is how I quit, and if you follow my plan, you will do it too. Don't ever trust a vape. It always ends up being a backstabber. Step 1. Month 1 and 2. Congratulations, you are vape-free, and providing you have the determination to stay off nicotine for 72 hours, you will no longer be physically addicted either. Chapter 3 is about changing your thinking to utterly despise vapes for what they are doing to you, and those time for a vape moments that we call triggers must all be neutralized. See Go Nicotine Free for all the info. Most vapers don't like the idea of nicotine withdrawal, so you have taken a very brave decision to fight these two battles at the same time. Congratulations thus far. You have earned your I Quit Vaping certificate, which you can download from your portal at stubtober.com. 1,000 Americans stop smoking every day by dying. Step 2. Month 3 and 4. Continue to change your thinking by re-listening to Chapter 3 and apply these valuable tools and keep neutralizing those everyday vaping triggers. Do you utterly despise vapes? I hope you have overcome the habit or psychological mental obsession of having a vape with a cuppa after a meal, when the phone rings, walking the dog, or last thing at night. I understand that only 2 or 3 months have passed, and many more unexpected triggers may yet spring up, but the majority are neutralized, so very well done. I personally thought triggers were history, and then a close friend of the family died, and the first thing I nearly did was reach for my pack. Then something colossal was happening live on TV, and then there was New Year, followed by my birthday, and the list goes on. So while you may be celebrating a victory over triggers, there are still booby traps to be aware of. You should absolutely detest the thought of vapes and the idea of vaping by now. In fact, you should totally resent the addictive properties of this filthy substance, nicotine. Have a think about this for a moment. What possesses any sane human being into inhaling 3,000 poisonous chemicals into their own beautiful body, and in particular, inhaling this into your body's lungs, your breathing epicenter? Most of us don't appreciate what we have unless we lose it. Don't lose your ability to breathe, please. I hate tobacco, nicotine more than you could imagine now that I have escaped addiction, and will never forgive the tobacco industry for taking my father's life. And I would never have forgiven myself if I had not found the strength to defeat this filthy drug addiction. I have never achieved anything that has made me feel so pleased and proud, so I know how you must be feeling right now. Huge congratulations to you for completing this journey. Maybe you should reshare that certificate. The vape does the vaping. You're just the sucker. Summary of the two steps. Step 1, months 1 and 2. You must start to change your thinking and neutralize as many everyday vaping triggers as possible. See Go Nicotine Free, which discusses triggers. Step 2, months 3 and 4. Continue to change your thinking and continue to neutralize as many everyday vaping triggers as possible. A cigarette is the only consumer product that, when used as directed, kills the consumer. Rose H. developed lung cancer from smoking cigarettes. She showed great strength during nearly 2 years of intense treatments. She had chemotherapy, surgery, radiation, and a painful drainage tube in her chest. Doctors were able to remove the part of Rose's lung where the cancer had grown, but complications kept her in the hospital for a month with a chest tube. The whole time it was in there, it was painful, she said. The last 3 or 4 days, I literally cried. Finally, the chest tube came out with a sharp, jabbing pain. The cause of Rose's cancer, cigarettes, went back to her childhood. Rose started smoking at age 13 and continued for many years, smoking 2 packs a day. When she was 58 years old, her addiction to cigarettes nearly caused her to lose a foot because of clogged blood vessels. It was during that time she learned that she had lung cancer. "I regret picking up smoking in the first place," said Rose. "It's just so addictive." Rose needed a second surgery after her lung cancer spread to her brain. She hoped that sharing the pain of her treatments would inspire other people to quit smoking as soon as possible. Rose wished that she had more days to spend with her friends and family, especially her 3 grandchildren, who meant the world to her. She died in 2015 at age 60 from cancer caused by smoking. An excuse is just a reason, stuffed with a lie.